Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent, ki ga danes posvečamo živi legendi, ambasadorju etiopske popularne glasbe v svetu in gospodu pri skoraj da 70 letih starosti, ki v zadnjih letih doživlja svojo drugo glasbeno pomlad. Na luči njegovega skorajšnjega koncerta, ki se bo zgodil jutri v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška, smo si na Radiju Študent zaželeli pogovora z njim. Dober teden dni nazaj smo tako vzpostavili zvezo z Addis Abebo, kjer nas je v svojem domovanju na drugi strani telefonske žice pričakal sam Mulatu Astatke. Spoštovani glasbenik se je navkljub svojim letom izkazal za živahnega gospoda, ki je zelo ponosen na svojo življenjsko stvaritev, Etio Jazz. No, slaba stran prigode je bila v tem, da so telefonske linije v Afriki očitno še vedno globoko iz prejšnjega stoletja, zato je bila kakovost zveze izredno slaba. Nekako sem uspel skup sestaviti za kakih 10 minut pogovora, ki pa je žal zelo slabo razumljiv in terja zbrano poslušanje. Torej, našpičte vaše uhle in prisluhnite očetu Etio Jazza.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been on this business for almost now. Etio Jazz has been for almost 40 years now. Etio Jazz has been started in New York about 40 years ago. And we've been playing, traveling, making CDs. And also, Etio Jazz has been featured on the Broken Flowers films. And also last year, we won the best CD of the year in Paris, and also a national award of the BBC as well, and so many awards anyway.
V svoji glasbi, ki v zadnjih letih pobira številne glasbene nagrade in polni koncertne dvorane širom po svetu, je Mulatu Astatke na genialen način združil tradicionalne afriške inštrumente in glasbo z zahodnjaškimi glasbenimi praksami.
Well, I mean, it's, you don't have to forget, I live in Africa, I'm an African. And as you understand, most of African music and culture has contributed so much for the modern world in music development, you know. And while I studied in America, also in England music, which I really appreciate so much because they can give you beautiful backgrounds. And also it's a beautiful experience to have the European culture, European experience. And also you come back to Africa and see our experience. And then it's nice to combine both and have this beautiful experience and try to come up with something. That's how it happened, because I have the experience of the African and also the European and American music. We have cultural music. Ethiopia is one of the very rich, culturally is a very rich country in music and art and dance and everything. So there are always different styles, different approaches, interesting musical instruments. And so there are all kinds of different music in Ethiopia. Well, but Ethiopian jazz has been accepted internationally.
V pogovoru z Mulatujem sva se nekoliko dotaknila tudi njegovega poznavanja tradicionalnih etiopskih inštrumentov, Znano je namreč, da je Mulato sodeloval pri izgradnji sodobne verzije Krara, znamenite etiopske lire. Osnovna ideja, iz katere so izhajali, je bila, da bi glasbeniki s Krarom lahko nadomestili električno kitaro.
Well, it's a beautiful, you know, usually Krar is a six string instrument and it can only play the four different Ethiopian modes. And what I've tried was to extend the strings of the Krar and also trained musicians. The whole idea is we want this the Krar to replace the guitar. So what I was trying to do is also so they can have a choice of Ethiopian cultural instruments, be able to play 12 tone music, European music. And, this was the experience. So it's not only here, but also I've done an experiment in MIT, in America, in Boston, which were working to sort of like computerize the crowd as well by bending pitches so it can be able to get 12 tone music. So it has been a very beautiful and a great experimental work, I think. Conga, bongos, everything is originally African. And it's nothing new to the Ethiopian people because it's been all originated in Africa. The congas, the cowboys, and maracas, all are part of African musical heritage. So what I actually did was we have never used it of this instrument in Ethiopian modern music. So I used it beautifully, and it was really nicely synchronized, and the result was so beautiful, so great.
No, seveda pa sva se pogovarjala tudi o njegovem aktualnem glasbenem ustvarjanju. V zadnjem času se je zanimanje za njegovo glasbo namreč močno povečalo. Nedavno je tako, da nimo išla antološka zbirka starih posnetkov New York, Addis, London, The Story of Ethio Jazz, pa tudi dva albuma s posem novimi kompozicijami. No, prvi od obeh je bil rezultat sodelovanja z britansko zasedbo The Heliocentrics.
Beautiful. I love it, they're musicians, they're great guys. They've been a fan of Ethio Jazz for many years and years. And they really were very happy with me. And it was a beautiful experience. And I think they love it because the main thing is they really love Ethio Jazz music and they were following my music for many years before we start playing together. And it was a beautiful experience. It was really nice. They playing my arrangement, they playing my feeling. I've produced this music 40 years ago based on my ideas of music. This is what it is actually. It's Ethio Jazz, which has been created by me 40 years ago.
Poslednja studijska stvaritev Mulatuja Astatkeja pa je album Mulatu Steps Ahead, s katerim se mu je uresničila dolgoletna želja, da bi Ethio Jazz posnel številčnejšim orkestrom.
I did only one or two pieces with either orchestra on that CD. It's only one or two pieces on the CD with either orchestra, but the rest are done by steps ahead with my band in London. Yeah, it's only one, two pieces by either orchestra. The compositions and everything is my album. Either if I just pay them, they came to the studio and they played my music.
No, ker Mulatoja Statke smatramo kot očeta etio džeza, me seveda zanimalo, kako sam vidi razvoj tega žanra v prihodnosti.
Pride building up etio jazz music and also encouraged people to do and create and play etio jazz because, as I always say, this is my baby. And I want a lot of people to play because it's so beautiful. There are Americans play with your jazz now. French are playing with your jazz. Germans are playing with your jazz. And French playing with your jazz. Yeah. So this music is really getting into the world. It's really coming up so fast and so nice. And I'm so happy. I'm so proud of it. And I'm so happy with a lot of European audience, which they really support and love my music. Wherever I go, all the tickets have been sold out, and I have so many thousand fans of ETA Jazz in Sweden, Germany, and everywhere. And I really enjoy them, and I love them so much.
Po lanskem neuspelem srečanju z Mulatojem Astatkejem na Ljubljanskem jazz festivalu, ko je bil koncert že napovedan in je kasneje zaradi bolezni odpadu, je letos vendarle nastopil čas, da Mulatoja uzremo tudi pri nas.
Yes, definitely. I'm really looking forward for that. It's my first time and I hope it will be, it's going to be very nice. I'm really looking forward to come over. I hope you will, people from that station will come over to see the concert, and I hope to see you there. And thank you so much for the interview. Good night, bye bye. Bye.
No, ob koncu tega intervjuja se še enkrat opravičujem za slabši posnetek, vendar je bilo to žal vse, kar se je dalo izvlečiti iz njega. Zaradi silnih težav s telefonsko zvezo pač žal ni bilo mogoče vzpostaviti niti resnejšega pogovora, vendar le pa je bilo iz njega moč zaznati, da gre za še vedno zelo agilnega glasbenika, ki se iskreno veseli srečanja z vsako novo publiko. No, v to se boste lahko jutri tudi sami prepričali v Ljubljanskem kinu Šiška. Intervju z Mulatojem Astatkejem sem pripravil Božidar. Hvala za vašo pozornost in nasvidenje na koncertu.
Intervju Radija Študent.